Time for Friday restaurant news and reviews. And this morning, Amy Cavanaugh joins us, dining editor for Chicago Magazine. Amy, let's talk first about your list of what have been the 10 hottest restaurants in Chicago this past October. First of all, how do you compile this list?
I keep an eye on what new restaurants are opening. I hear from friends where they're eating. I am checking social media to see which places seem really buzzy. I'm going myself to see how crowded places are. We're really trying to put together a list of the most talked about places every month.
All right, let's go through this. Now, do you have this in order, or are these all equally hot?
These are in order of heat.
In order of what?
In order of heat.
In order of heat. Okay. We'll start at number. We'll start at number 10. A new location for this restaurant. It's an Indian restaurant, isn't it?
Yes, Vajra. They do Indian and Nepalese food. They do a really wonderful job, and they had closed for a while during COVID, but they are back, and they have a new location in Wicker Park.
That's on North Avenue. Number 9 on the list. This seems like a good spot for fried rice. Tell us about 9-3-LP, is that right?
Yeah, 3LP, short for Three Little Pigs. It started as a pop-up out of Chinatown doing fried rice and chicken sandwiches and things like that. And they have a new Bridgeport storefront. And then there's also a pickup location on the near north side. So fried rice full of barbecue pork, sausage, and spam is a fun takeout dish.
Yeah, this is getting to be Chinese food weather. Number 8 on the list, Lebanese food here, huh?
Yeah, so Bigoty is Lebanese food, but what's interesting is that it's also a tasting menu, and so we have not seen a Lebanese tasting menu before. So, it's higher in place, but, you're still getting those familiar flavors like hummus and labneh.
Nice. That's on 813 West Fulton. And then we have a Slick Bar at number 7. Do they have food here, too?
They do. It's called Vela Bar y Cocina, and so they have tacos and other Mexican food. The vibe is, taking a page from Mexico City's cocktail scene and, focuses on margaritas and other agave-based spirits.
352 West Hubbard Street. Number 6 is a tap room. Tell us about this place. Was Brewing, huh?
Yeah, has been brewing for a while, but they just opened their own tap room, and their focus is on saisons.
5121 North Ravenswood. Their focus is on what, did you say?
Saison, which is a style of beer, easy drinking, one of my personal favorites.
Okay. I didn't understand it because I'm a black cow root beer float guy. But yeah. Sure, everybody else knew what you're talking about. All right, number 5 on the list, it's a spot for breakfast mainly, isn't it?
Yeah, Istmo Oaxacan Cuisine is from Carlos Munoz, who was working at Lania Brava, and he cooks the dishes of his Oaxacan heritage. Just breakfast and lunch for the moment, so you can go in and get, chilaquiles or blue corn pancakes, and they're going to be adding dinner soon.
3231 North Clark Street for that. There's a London import on your list at number 4. Tell us about Hawksmoor.
Yeah, Hawksmoor got its start in the UK, and this is they have a New York location, but this is their second one in America, and so they are doing some dry-aged steaks, but they're also doing some dishes that, feel a little more British in style, like oysters that are roasted with bone marrow.
500 North LaSalle Street, Hawksmoor. Number 3, it's Peruvian food. And, I've had Peruvian food. It's really good.
I am a huge fan of Peruvian flavors. So Cayo is an old town, and they're doing, some Peruvian classics like ceviche and pisco sours, and then things like smoked duck fried rice.
1252 North Wells. Number 2 is a spot for, and this is my favorite, to get a good tamale. Tell us about this spot.
Yeah, Santa Massa is started as a pop-up, and they've also got their own space now, too. And so tamales are, of course, the focus here. And so, you know, you can try classic ones, like with poblano, peppers, and onions. They're even doing a dessert tamale made with strawberries. And then they have other fun things, you know, like the pozole verde and some other Mexican dishes.
Santa Massa. So it was a pop-up, and now this is their first brick-and-mortar space?
Yes, yep.
7544 West Addison. All right, now let's get to number one, the 10 hottest restaurants in Chicago right now, according to Chicago Magazine. And at the top of the list, you have a place that you say it's a Korean twist on the classic steakhouse. Tell us about this place.
Yeah, Perilla Steakhouse is the second restaurant from the team behind Perilla in the West, in Westtown, which is one of my favorite Korean barbecue places. They opened up this steakhouse where they kind of pull in Korean flavors and dishes and reimagine them as a steakhouse. So you can go during the day, and they're serving Korean breakfast at Kapsu Sando's, and then at night you can go get steak with sides with things like kimchi fried rice.
And Perilla is at 225 North Wabash Avenue. That is the hottest. Talking food with the dining editor at Chicago Magazine, Amy Cavanaugh. And let's get to the beef now, Amy, with this. The Chicago food pyramid is built on Italian beef, hot dogs, and pizza. But outside of the city, they don't really know about Italian beef, what it is, or how to eat it, do they?
No, and you know, honestly, it's thanks to the Bear that I think it's really gaining wider national attention. And so we kind of felt the time was right to shine a light on what's happening in the city with Italian beef.
All right, here's the top 10 list, and we'll start at number 10 in Streeterville. This is a family-owned and operated place, and a lot of these aren't they?
They are, yes. And a lot of these spots have been doing it for many decades.
Tell us about this. How do you pronounce it? Chef Ciccio?
Chef Ciccio. It's this family has been making their beef for events since the 1930s. So it's a very long-standing recipe. And our street food critic loves this one for the jus, which he said is extremely beefy.
600 East Grand in Streeterville. Number nine on the list now is a place that is a family-run Italian deli. And I guess your critics liked the seasoning on this beef?
He did, very much, yes. It's at Frangella Italian Market. He said that the seasoning is salt, pepper, garlic powder, and oregano.
And that is on 80th, 11925 South 80th. Okay, let's get to number eight now. And this is a place that you say shaves the meat as so thin you can see through it, huh?
Yes. Scatzel's is a longstanding Italian beef stand. And yes, the meat is super thin, but they pile so much on that it's just a giant sandwich.
4700 West Cermak Road. All right, the Chicago Magazine team put Pop's Italian Beef and Sausage number 7 on the list. And why did they make the top 10?
Yeah, so the Kedzie location in particular of Pop's still roasts its beef in-house. And so that's, you know, one of the signs of a great Italian beef purveyor. But we also love the Jardiniera, which has crispy jalapeno and celery, and is a really delicious one.
Sounds good. 10337 South Kedzie. Babo's Hot Dogs next on the list. And this place has been around for a while, haven't they?
Yes. They were, funnily enough, named the number one by Chicago Magazine in 1978. And they are still serving really wonderful Italian beefs, served in a jus that's loaded with garlic.
Babo's Hot Dogs, 8258 West Irving Park. Yeah, and we should point out that Italian beef now around here, pizza places, all kinds of restaurants have it on the menu. Let's get to Marco's next on the list. And this is a big beef sandwich, isn't it?
Marco's is a very big one. Yes, it's you know, it's only $8.15. Like a lot of these, you really get a lot of bang for your buck, and you know, you fill up on them. But yes, this is a big one loaded with spicy chopped peppers mixed with carrots and celery.
All right. And you've got prices on the list, too. This one is $8.15. Sounds like it's worth it. 6008 West Fullerton for Marco's. Number four is the Duck Inn. And, you know, in the listing here, it's described as chefed up. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so this is Kevin Hickey's really wonderful Bridgeport restaurant. He grew up eating Italian beefs, and so he's putting on a version that, you know, kind of matches the cuisine he's doing at his restaurant. It's a little bit higher end. He's, you know, roasting prime rib. He's making a jus that includes Calabrian chilies. And so, you know, you can also add other accompaniments such as cheese and a link to make it a combo. But just, you know, higher end ingredients and just a little bit of a fancier touch from one of the city's best chefs.
All right. We hope that doesn't ruin the Italian beef. $17. That's a pricey one. 2701 South Eleanor for the Duck Inn. Number three is Jay's Beef. That's that place started as a trailer, didn't it?
It did, yes. And Jay's has really wonderful fresh giardiniera. It's served on a local bread from Laborio Bakery. Definitely an underrated one, we feel.
All right, let's mention the top two on the Chicago Magazine list of the 10 best Italian beef sandwiches in the city. Al's number one Italian beef is number two, although you do point out that you have to go to the original on Taylor Street, and you guys like that, best Italian beef within city limits, according to Chicago. And number one, all right, who won? Amy?
Number one is Johnny's Beef, which if you have been and you've had it, you are probably not surprised at all, because this is an absolutely spectacular Italian beef.
You'll be in line at 7500 West North Avenue. Chicago Magazine dining editor Amy Cavanaugh. All right, you've made us hungry now already. Thanks, Amy. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.